Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 309 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you each week. You can get the podcast at anchor.fm/KMF podcast, also available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Check it out there. Also, all the platforms, 5-star rate and review. I love reading reviews. I love sharing them on social media and bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you. So please, 5-star rate and review. All the bonus episodes, the past bonus episodes, are on the Patreon page, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar. They got some new flavors coming out, mostly marshmallow ones, as we talked about. Actually, it's funny, me and John Ziegler were talking about this before. He's like, you know, I miss the old Built Bars. I do too, in a way. You know, I know I come on here and I talk about them and I plug them. And I do get, like, you know, a commission if you use my code, WWBroPodcast. But, you know, I like the older ones. I'm not a big fan of the marshmallow ones, but hey, listen, if it's up your alley, go for it. I'll never lie and say, hey, this is the greatest thing ever, because some things aren't. But anyway, what a plug, right? One thing that is great and that I do love is Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is the best nitro brew out there. Awesome flavors. Go to sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order. They ship all throughout the country, but they are a local Long Island company, so I am all behind that. And speaking of John Ziegler, his comedy special, John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order, is available on YouTube for free. That's right. If you're like, hey, I want to watch a comedy special, just go to YouTube, John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. You can actually find the link through his Instagram page over at John Ziegler Comedy. Give him a follow. It's amazing that he's on social media after all these years of saying he wouldn't do it, but there he is. And if you'd like to see me do some stand-up comedy, I will be, and if you're on Long Island, I will be at the Belmore Fire Department Saturday, May. Where'd I get May from? Saturday, February 3rd. I'll be with Ryan Marr and Jimmy Palumbo. It's the Belmore Fire Department, right by the Belmore train station. Can't miss it. Big building, says Belmore Fire Department on it. Saturday, February 3rd. DM me for ticket info, or you can check out the Instagram post I have at Comic Anthony D. It has all the information on the flyer. I always look forward to that show. I love being back in my old hometown of Belmore, New York, and performing at the firehouse. It's always a good time. And so just come down, check it out. Hopefully the food this year is better. Hopefully they get it from my brother, but we'll see. Either way, the comedy will be awesome. Ryan Marr and Jimmy Palumbo. So come check us out. So how's everybody doing? We're 2 weeks now into the new year. Saturday, January 13th was National Quitters Day. And I talk about this every year because it doesn't compute in my head, almost, that, you know, everybody goes gung-ho for the new year. It's kind of what we talked about last year, why I'm not a new year kind of guy. Like, you know, new year's new me, let's do this. It's because it doesn't matter when you try. You have to have the wherewithal and the, not wherewithal, but maybe the, you just got to do it. I'm not using the right words, but. So January 13th is National Quitters Day because it is, on the average, the date that most people would have given up on their New Year's resolutions, no matter what that is. Quit smoking, dry January, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise. The 13th, done. Which is kind of crazy. It's not even the full 2 weeks. And I think part of the reason is that, you know, you build it up that it's this epic thing that's going to happen. That, you know, a certain magical day, it's New Year's Day and it's magical and here we go, new year. And when it comes down to it, no matter what time of year it is, You got to do the whole goddamn thing. And no one knows that more than me, having done the whole damn thing and not done the whole damn thing. I'm at both ends of the spectrum here with this. That's why I was like, you know what, when the new year happened, I was like, I you know what, let me just go at my own pace here. Let me do what I got to do. I know what I have to do. And I actually used January 13th, National Quitters Day, to be my Recommitters Day. And it takes some just simple steps into getting back on track. And actually, January 13th was the first day I've tracked, and I don't even know when the last time was. I tracked all my food, prepared for the day. And it was a good day food-wise. I feel better. I felt better waking up Sunday morning with that day behind me. So I talked about it on Gourmet's podcast, The Fat Guy Forum. I talked about it last week. What are those simple things I do that I get it back on track? One is always a food shopping, to get that food in the house, to make sure that I have everything I need here, that I'm not as tempted when I'm out to go off the rails a little bit. Because listen, I know where to get good food, or like, you know, good options. But those places also have bad options. And every once in a while, it sneaks in. Like, well, that's okay. And then before you know it, it's not okay. And I'm just completely not even getting a good option. Everything is just garbage. So where it starts for me is a food shopping. So I went on Thursday night, put my order in, and I picked it up Friday after work. And just time-wise, I had to drive my brother, my sister-in-law, and two of their friends. I was doing a ride share for them, and I had to drive them to dinner. And then I wanted to go and have, you know, just hang out at Matador's for a little bit. There wasn't time really to get everything together. So I'm like, you know what, tomorrow I'll wake up, and that'll be the day. Again, not putting pressure on myself, because I knew I had to be somewhere at a certain time. So I got up yesterday morning, and it always starts with that first breakfast for me. It just gets you in a good mood, and it gets you like excited to be on track. And it's for me, I'm talking me now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking these simple things that I do. And I posted it on Instagram. It wasn't anything crazy. I made eggs on top of potatoes and vegetables. And I made blueberry pancakes out of just oatmeal, mushed up banana, flaxseed, chai seed, and wheat germ, and almond milk, vanilla unsweetened almond milk. And I mix that together. It doesn't really stay together. You have to be careful when you put it in the pan, because there's nothing binding it together. I could have added an egg in there, but I already had eggs. So if you're thinking of making it just by itself, that's how you do it. Filling, delicious, and you feel good after putting real food in your body. I am always amazed at that. And it goes back to when I was a kid, actually. Not a kid, but in my 20s. My mom used to be like, it's incredible how fast the body will respond and will start to heal itself. Because that was day one. And I already felt better because I'm not putting garbage into my system. That after a couple of days, you're like, wow, your body is now really just running on a better fuel. You know, it's like if you put bad fuel into your car, it's not going to run as well. And the Rock Creek gets the best fuel. You know, if I put like, you know, old dirty oil and fuel into my car, it wouldn't run. Same thing with your body. Now, this weekend is the start of the football playoffs, and as an avid sports fan, as I am, I was like, I want to watch these games, and I want to smoke my cigars, and I don't want to give that up. So I made all my food for the day. I packed it up, and I brought it to the cigar lounge with me. I was at Matador Cigars in Massapequa with my dinner made already. almonds in a bag, grapes. I had some snacks. And I ate all throughout the day like I would, you know, any other day. I watched my football game. I watched the first football game. They couldn't do the second game because it was on Peacock. And there's something with, you know, if you're in a business, you can't show it, whatever. A whole big thing. But the Islanders were on. So I was like, I was going to leave, actually, and go watch the game. My dad came down to watch the first game with me. He left to watch the second game. I stayed because, I mean, I wanted to see the Chiefs and Dolphins game, but the Islanders game is more important to me as a regular season, even as a regular season Islanders game. So I stayed and watched that. And I left there, and I wasn't hungry. I wasn't craving anything. And I got up this morning, and I got up again the next morning, and I made breakfast again. Same thing I made the day before. And I'm good. And, you know, Sunday is always at my brother's house. So, you know, I'm recording this actually on a Sunday because tomorrow is two football games I'm going to want to watch. So I'm recording this today on Sunday. So I'll go to my brother's for a little bit and then over, you know, watch the game tonight. And I'm just going to take it literally meal by meal. I'm going to pack up some snacks to bring with me. I don't know what I'm doing for dinner yet because I don't know what's going on at my brother's. I know one of my nephews has a game tonight, so I might be eating there or I might not. So this is what I'm going to do. I will pack up some snacks to bring with me. And if I have to eat something on the road, I will. But I'm not going to stress about it. I already know what it's going to be. If I have to stop, I'm going to get a chili and a baked potato. Wear a salad from Wendy's. That's going to be that's my go-to. Easy to track, delicious, filling. And it's not going to throw me off the grind, so to speak. And then, like, during the week, I'll make my breakfast and stuff to bring to work. And it should be smooth sailing this week, hopefully. But again, we're going to take it day. One day at a time, one meal at a time. Sounds crazy, repetitive, but that's what I have to do. And I've done this a million times before. If this episode sounds like a repeat, it's because I have said this many times before. But this is what's going on in my life right now. This is where I am. And I'm at a point where I am sick and tired of not feeling good and not being the person I want to be. And it's getting to a head and a boiling point, and I just got to make some changes. And, you know, I don't know. You know, 3 weeks from now, it could be different. I could be way off the rails. It's happened before. I'm not planning for it. I'm not trying to put that into the universe. I'm just being realistic. With anything, it's work. And that's why I was saying for New Year's last week, it's not a magical day that just does this. You have to just put your foot down and say, okay, here it is. This is what we're doing. And I got my plan. I'm going to try to execute it the best I can to my ability. But it did. It felt good tracking again, putting this stuff into the app. The app changed a little bit. It's almost like it's actually easier to use. That's one thing I'm going to give WW a lot of credit for. They've really made this app seamless in a way. The scanning tool is almost flawless. I never used to like when they first came out the scanning tool. It wasn't 100%. I entered everything. I trust the scanning tool a little more. As I'm using it, I double check. It's really, really on point. What they've done, and I would say 99% of the options, it gives you the option to weigh in grams, which I do. When I'm on track and I'm doing my thing, I weigh in grams. It's the most accurate reading you can get. And it cuts back a lot of time if you can just scan. And they did a great job with this app. It's more user-friendly. It actually reminds me more of now, as I'm looking at it, it reminds me of I'm not saying this is my fitness pal in a way, with the simplicity of it. And, you know, the way to navigate through it, it's still very much, you know, WWE's version. And, but they have just, it's great. If you look at the app, as I'm looking at it now, on top, it has food and has your weight, easy to get to your weight goals and, the activity. So everything's right there to track and log in. And, I'm looking at, yeah, I haven't weighed in since, this November 13th. So it's been a while. It's been almost 2 months. And, so it just gives you, it just shows you that, you know, I've been, I took a little sabbatical through the holidays and everything. And, it's time now to get serious. And I've said this before. I'll say it. I probably might even say it again. I'm not, life happens. It is what it is. All we can control is the moment. And I'm a big believer in that. Because in my past, I've dwelled on the past as well as tried to control weeks in advance. And that doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. Things happen. You know, life will throw you a monkey wrench and you got to call an audible. Because it's football playoffs, audible. You call it over the line. You get to the line, the defense is not what you thought it was going to be. You call an audible. It's okay. You could have a plan, but you got, don't worry if you have to deviate from that plan. And in the past, I was so, and it's probably one of the reasons I was so successful, but it was hard to sustain. I was so anal retentive about like everything and like I weighed things to the milligram and I didn't deviate from anything. And I just was like this. I didn't go places. I didn't do things. And my biggest flaw in my success was I didn't find a balance with life and doing this. And it's not to me as I get older and, you know, I'm going to be 45 this year in August. I'm 44 now as I'm entering this, you know, mid 40s. Like real mid 40s, my goals have changed. I used to, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to be thin and I wanted to be muscular and lean and, you know, look like, you know, somebody in a, I don't know, in a modeling pic or, you know, why can't I be that guy? My goals have changed. I know now I'll never be thin and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't think I even want to be. I've always been a big guy. There's a certain comfort that comes with it. If you're a big guy, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I don't think I'll ever be thin. And I'll probably never be like, you know, ripped or jacked. And I'm okay with that as well. Again, everybody's a different person. But what I want out of life and out of this journey is I want to be healthy and I want to be happy. And you can be healthy at a bigger size. I am proof of that. I've had many scares as far as what I thought were health issues, where I've had panic attacks thinking I'm dying and going and having a heart attack. And I've went to the hospital and knock on wood, thank God, everything is checked out. But the reason I have those thoughts and everything is because I know I'm not doing what I should be doing. So as I get older, you know, when I was down over 200 pounds, the thing that used to get me so aggravated was that I was still a big guy. Like, I'm like, I lost all this weight. Like, this is, you know, and I'm still, but again, that was in my own head. And it's not saying if it's for everybody, but as I get older, what I want is to be healthy and happy. I want to be the healthiest and happiest version of myself. And that doesn't mean it has to come in a skinny me package, you know. And one of the things that bothers me One of the sayings that they say at these meetings and these workshops, it's something like nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. And I don't like that saying. I'm sorry. I cringe every time I hear it, because, you know, there are people that will never be skinny. And I get what they mean. Like, you know, they should say healthy. Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. How about that? That's a better saying. I like that saying a lot better, because healthy does feel great. Because I've been healthy and I've been happy, and I've been, you know, feeling like crap and miserable, and I'll take the other way every time. You know, I'm trying, you know, and I've been in a funk. I know that I've been, you know, not the best frame of mind these last, we don't even want to go past, like, you know, years, but, you know, these last few months too, just trying to wrap my head around everything. And my friend John, you guys know him on Instagram, Jarp's Journey, John Arpino, but on the show a bunch of times, he posted something that really just hit on Friday. It was a guy climbing stairs, a cartoon. And it said, like, this may seem scary. And then it was the next thing down was a guy sitting on the step. And then it said a year later, he's sitting on the same step. And he goes, but it's not as scary as this. And goddamn it, that did not just punch me in the face. Because that's me. That was me. That is me. That spoke to me directly. And I said to him, I'm like, dude, that hit me hard. And John's a great friend. And he wrote back to me. He says, love you, bud. He goes, whatever you're going through, you're stronger than it. And no matter what, I believe in you. There we go. And I have a great support system. You know, friends, family. And this podcast, and you guys, who, I said it before, I'll say it again. You believe in me when I don't believe in myself. And it means a lot. And I'm starting to believe myself a lot more that I can do this, because I did it and I can do it again. You know, as long as there's breath in my lungs and I'm on this earth, you know, I could do anything I put my mind to. And I said a bunch of times, you know, it's like, what is it, a quote? I gotta cry every three podcasts or something. Oh my God. But I was thinking of something my mother said. You know, she went back to school in her 40s. My mom went back to college in her 40s, and she graduated Phi Beta Kappa. She was the number one part-time student at Hofstra University. And she always used to say, in this life, it doesn't matter how old you... Oh, I'm going to mess up the quote. In this life, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can do anything. And, you know, when I was younger and doing a weight loss journey, I would focus on the years, and I would focus on, you know, how old I was going to be when this ended and this blah, blah, blah. And I thought by 45, it would all be over. I didn't think that heading into 45, it would be beginning again. And, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, as long as you're on this earth, no matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how old you are. You could just do it. And my father always said, time's going to go by anyway. So what are you going to do with it? And he was right. And he still is. And it's the most real thing I ever heard. And I'm just getting through it. So I want to thank everybody for hanging in there with me. I'm sorry that I become a blubbering mess. But that's the podcast now, right? That's what happens. Because I am, believe me, I'm full of so much emotion and feelings and about this every day. It literally, I am very passionate about, you know, wanting to be healthy and happy. And, you know, some people it's a harder struggle to do it than others. And some of us just aren't going to give up the fight. And that's me. I'm going to keep fighting to do that. And I don't know what will happen next week, but I know right now I'm in it and I'm fighting. And hopefully next week I can come on here and tell you about another good week. And I'm still fighting the good fight. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody for joining me for episode 309 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. As always, the podcast is available anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, Spotify, any podcast platform, 5-star rate and review. We are played out each week by Hollow. My best friend Nick wrote this song. It's called Something to Believe. You can find it on iTunes. And while you're there, check out his new band, Demon Scar. They're dropping new music like crazy. Demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place for your deli needs, your football playoff needs, and Super Bowl catering needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug of the podcast. Get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Check it out, finsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us this week. Thank you for always having my back. It really means the world. Have an awesome week. I will talk to you later.